From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Bible reading is from Romans chapter 5, verse 19, where it says, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." During the wars of Napoleon, after a day of fierce fighting, sentinels were chosen to guard the camp from enemy attack. These men were charged upon pain of death to keep awake and do their duty. At midnight, Napoleon found one of the sentinels asleep. Now, it was the law that the guard must do his duty, or else he must die. Now, Napoleon did not awake him, but rather took up his rifle, putting it upon his own shoulder. He acted as sentinel until the daybreak. Whenever the soldier awoke, he was filled with alarm, thinking that he must die for failing at his own duty. But the emperor did nothing but simply gave him back his rifle, telling him to be more careful in the future. The soldier was allowed to live because Napoleon himself had taken his place and done his duty that he was supposed to do. And such an account aptly illustrates the meaning of our verse for today. But here Paul is contrasting the action of the first Adam with that of the second Adam, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." Because of Adam's failure and sin in the Garden of Eden, Adam and the rest of mankind were pronounced sinners in the sight of God. However, because of what Christ, the second Adam, has done upon the cross, the first Adam and the rest of mankind can be saved from eternal loss and be delivered from the guilt and power of their sin, just in the same way as the emperor's action saved the life of the soldier. So the work of Christ means that sinners can be saved from a lost eternity and restored to a right fellowship with God. Now this morning, as we consider this verse, I want us first of all to think upon Adam's disobedience. Our verse says, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners." Adam's disobedience consisted in eating the forbidden fruit, and thus he acted contrary to God's word, and thus he sinned and disobeyed God. Genesis 6 verse 3 says, "And the woman did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." His action defines what sin is, for he transgressed the law of God. 1 John 3 verse 4 says, "Sin is the transgression of the law." And this is how it is with the rest of mankind. Every time man disobeys God's word, he is sinning against God. David realized this, for in Psalm 51 he said to God, "Against thee, and thee only, have I sinned." And it's the same with us all. We are guilty of that which not only defiles us in God's sight, but also that which defies God. See, God's displeasure is sin revealed in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, where it says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." God was grieved with sin in the day of Noah. He was grieved with Adam's sin. And still he is grieved with every sin that you have committed, because your sin defies God. But then secondly, we want this morning also to consider the consequence of Adam's disobedience. Our text says, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners." Whenever Adam sinned, not only did he then have a nature that was sinful, but also all of mankind inherited a nature that is sinful as well. Romans 5 verse 12 tells us, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered the world." Every one of us, because of Adam's sin, have inherited a nature that is biased towards sin. The verdict of Jeremiah 17 verse 9 is, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." You have a heart that delights by nature in defying God. A heart that naturally clings towards sin, just as a baby naturally clings to its mother. Because of Adam's sin, the curse of God came upon him and the rest of mankind. Death took hold of his body, and that same seed of death was sown in the body of the entire human race. Romans 5 verse 12 says, "Death passed upon all men." This is why your body will one day decay and corrupt. Also, spiritual death took hold of his soul. Adam was now separated from the friendship of God. He was put out of Eden. And it is the same with the rest of us. Naturally, we are separated from God because of our sin. Ephesians 2 verse 1 tells us that we are dead in trespasses and sins. And because of the guilt of his sin, the penalty of eternal punishment and hell was now abiding upon Adam. And it's the same for the rest of us as well. Because of our sin, we are condemned already to a lost eternity in hell. Speaking of the sinner, John 3 verse 36 says, "The wrath of God abideth on him." This is still your plight this morning, if you're still not saved. But then, thirdly this morning, we want to consider the obedience of Christ in this text as well. Our text says, "So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." Now Christ was obedient to God in that he obeyed God's holy law completely. Matthew 5, verse 17, he said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill." He could say of his heavenly Father, "I do always those things that please him." Speaking of Satan, he could say, "The prince of this world cometh, and have nothing in me." Satan could not find one trace of sin in him. O Christ was sinless. He did no sin, neither could he sin. Then the other aspect of Christ's obedience, seen in the fact that he laid down his life for our sins. Christ said in John 10, verses 17 and 18, "I lay down my life. This commandment have I received of my Father." Again, speaking of his death in John 18, verse 11, he said to Peter, "The cup which my Father have given me, shall I not drink it?" Paul says in Philippians, he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. By his death upon the cross, he bore the punishment that his people justly deserved because of their sin. In Romans 5 and 6 we read, "For when we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly." The hymn writer penned it thus by saying, "Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood." This was the obedience of Christ. He obeyed the law of God completely. And he died upon the cross to save us from our sin and the consequences of those sins. And this brings us to the final thought in our text this morning, which is the outcome of Christ's obedience. Our text says, "By the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." All who trust in Christ's finished work for salvation will have their sins pardoned. They shall be made righteous in God's sight and shall receive life everlasting. Indeed, it was for such reasons that Martin Luther said, "One drop of Christ's blood is worth more than heaven and earth." All that man lost in the first Adam, he can regain plus more in Christ, the second Adam. The Bible says, "For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive." In realizing your need as a sinner, if you confess your sin to Christ, then all your sin will be pardoned. You shall be declared righteous before God. And when you leave this scene of time, you will enter heaven. This is how it was with the dying thief. The Lord said to him, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." As the thief trusted him for salvation many years ago, you do the same today if you are still not saved. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.